Blog Talk Radio.
The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Colossians. Colossians 1.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Praise the Lord, brothers. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. First of all, let me say happy Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. We are live here on December the 24th at 9 a.m., as we are live every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And again, I thank you all those who have called in at 646-668-2636, or you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, or you collect clicked onto the link on the off the Facebook page. We welcome you. And again, we like to wish you a blessed and happy holiday and pray that God continue to watch over you and your family. We're going to open with prayer. I got a couple things I just want to touch upon today as we prepare for the new year and a new season of episodes of Issues Christian Men's Talk as we continue to press into the ministry that God has called us to speak into the lives of men, to encourage men it to be husbands, fathers, and sons, and to be leaders in the community, in the home, and in the church. Let us pray. Father God, I say thank you right now. Thank you, God, for all that you do, Lord God. I ask, God, that you continue to touch the lives of men today, oh God. Every man that's on this line, every husband, father, and son, you know their needs, you know their desires, Lord God. We ask, God, that you would keep them, oh God, in perfect peace in all things. We thank you, God, for what you've done, oh God. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do, oh God. We thank you, Lord, just for being God. We thank you for the shed blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Dear God, today, in this season, God, we recognize that this child that we celebrate, the birth of the child, is to grow to be the man that must die for us, who shed blood, redeemed us, who took on our sins, oh God, and redeemed us back into a perfect relationship with you, God. So we thank you right now, God, for what you've done. God, we ask that you continue to bless us and touch us. Jesus, I praise you for your goodness. Thank you for being merciful to me, for allowing me to have a relationship with you, even though I don't deserve it. I know it. Not long I have to fear death. I no longer have to fear death because you have given me hope. Father, we thank you right now, God. God, I just want to take time out and show a heart of gratitude in this prayer, God, and praying for these men, for these brothers, these husbands, fathers, and sons, God. No matter the stress and pressures that's going on in their lives, God, that they would look to you for hope, look to you for the answer, look to you for guidance today, oh God. Holy Spirit, stir up the spirit within them, Lord God, for those who believe, Lord God. The Holy Spirit that dwells in them, God, stir it up today. Give them guidance and directions, and most of all, give them peace, oh God, because you are the burden bearer. Father, I pray for the unsaved today, oh God, for the lost, the unbeliever, Lord God. I pray today will be the day of salvation in their life, that something will be heard, something will be said, that would draw them closer to you. God, send your people, send your ministering angels, send your ambassadors, and send your church, oh God, to reach the lost in their time of need, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you for what you're about to do. We come to you with hearts of gratitude. And, Father, continue to use us, guide us, and direct us, that we might stand before you and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen. Well, brothers, a couple things I want to start off with. We have an announcement. We're doing another Man Up event here locally in the Baltimore, D.C. area on January the 15th. January the 14th. January the 14th at 10:30 a.m. We're going to have the flyer and all the details posted real soon. Also, we're asking brothers that you would donate $5 donations per brother to provide for this. We're going to be providing a Cash App right up to the holidays, and it's going to be on the flyer. It's going to be on the Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk, on our Twitter link at Twitter at Issue Men's Talk. And again, we're going to have the Cash App link set up. We're setting it up now that we are asking for donations of $5 per brother, just in support of what we're doing in here, in the outreach, in the fellowship, to gather together one to another, to encourage one another, and begin to build network relationships, spiritual, let me say that and be clear, spiritual networks and relationships that no man this Christian walk alone. We have more in common than we are different, and we need one another. Amen? Amen. So I ask you to continue to pray for that. And like I said, we'll have more details of that right after the holidays, which would be next week. And all the information will be out, and it'll be on the flyer. And also, if you receive the link for this episode in the text, you can always text me back, and I can get you the Cash App link, or the Cash App name, so that we can support the ministry moving forward. But I encourage you all to be in attendance. And again, thank you. Thank you for the past men's event we had recently. It was a wonderful turnout. We got a lot of praise reports about the topics and discussions we had and the encouragement. And this is just a good time of fellowship, just to be able to speak and get back together in person, face-to-face, and gather as brothers in Christ. Amen? Amen. So today, I just wanted to touch on, again, some things. What we're going to be doing moving forward, this is going to be the last episode for 2022. The next time you hear my voice and the voice of my brothers will be in 2023, a brand new calendar year. new opportunities, a lot of things are changing, a lot of things are going on, and I pray that you will be prosperous in you and what God is doing, and that he will increase your boundaries, increase who you are, increase your faith and growth and knowledge of him, most of all, because without him we can do nothing. So I just want to encourage you on that. Amen. So some of the things we want to talk about that we're going to be talking about, give you a quick preview of what we're going to be talking about, at least the first quarter of the year of 2023. We're going to be talking about holiness. We're going to talk about holiness, something I've been praying about and studying about. I was doing devotional in the book of Deuteronomy, and it was one of the devotional days talked specifically about holiness and righteousness, and what God expectations God had on Israel, even in the midst of the wilderness, as they were making their way through the wilderness and then preparing to go into the promised land. So we're going to be talking about holiness. And I want to share something from you from an old theologian and preacher named J.C. Ryle. J.C. Ryle. He also has a study Bible out edition. So he's an old-school theologian from back, I believe, the 1800s or so. He was a bishop in, short information, he was a bishop in England, in the Church of England, I guess it was. But I know of his study Bible, because I had a copy on my bookshelf, and I was reading through it. He's the author of a couple of books. But one thing caught that I was reading about in one of his books. One of his books is called The Character of a True Christian. And he quoted something I want to share with you, brothers. And this is what, what stirred up in my spirit that we're going to be talking about here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, again, for the first quarter of 2023, in those first early year episodes. Holiness, holiness. And I want to just share this quote with you to meditate, for you to meditate on it, and tell me what you think, because I think it'll spur something up in you. A genuine gospel faith is nothing selfish about it. It never makes a man think only of his own salvation. It stirs him up, on the contrary. To concern about the souls of others. I always suspect that those who care nothing whether their brethren are saved or not must in reality be ignorant or thoughtless about their own state. Let me say that again. A genuine gospel faith has nothing selfish about it. It never makes a man think only of his own salvation. It stirs him, on the contrary, to concern about the souls of others. I always suspect that those who care nothing whether their brethren are saved or not must in reality be ignorant or thoughtless of their own state. And that's something we talk about here all the time at Issues Christian Men's Talk, about evangelism, about truly being our brother's keeper, about being concerned about our brother and his walk and his soul, being concerned about lost men, lost husbands, lost fathers, sons, those men that we are in contact with, that we are around, in the church and outside the church. Is your faith a faith that you're concerned about the souls of others? As I say before, you know, we're hearing a lot now about the end times and God is soon to return and all the signs that are out here in the culture and the way things are going. But in the midst of all that, preaching to ourselves about recognizing the signs, but we are called as the church to reach the lost because Jesus is coming back. And that's our greatest call that we can do, is to share the gospel message with someone that a soul might be saved and live a life before people that would draw them to Christ. Because without Christ, we all know, the unbeliever, the unsaved, whatever title you want to put on them, they're going to endure the wrath of hell, the wrath of God's anger without salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen? So with that, I just wanted to encourage you. And again, we're going to be talking about holiness coming up. And there's a couple things here that I just want to lay onto your spirit and plant those seeds for discussion. Because, again, we encourage every brother out there to join us. You can join us live on Saturday mornings by calling in at 646-668-2636 and be part of the discussion panel. Be part of what we're going to be talking about. So let me give you something from J.C. Ryle that he talked about in one of his teachings and his outline in one of his books. Let's begin here. Holiness. What is holiness? Because the Word of God says in Hebrews 12 to 14, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So we're going to talk about holiness. We're going to talk about what does it mean that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. We're going to talk about that a little bit. The holiness of God is a critical facet of his character. Also, we're going to talk about what is the difference between righteousness and holiness. And I encourage you for that to be able to join us and partake in that conversation. Amen? So we're going to talk, and again, I just wanted to, again, encourage the brothers. These are the things we're going to talk about in the first quarter of the year. And we encourage you to join us on Saturday mornings live, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., every Saturday morning. And we're going to be talking about holiness. So let me cover a couple things here, and then I'm going to reach out to some of the brothers online and see their thoughts about it when we're talking about holiness. First, holiness is the habit of being of one mind with God, according to his mind, as we find it and described in Scripture. That's about us being in the Word of God, to know the mind of God, and being in one mind, being in agreement with God through the study, understanding, and application of Scripture. A holy man will endeavor to shun every known sin and keep every known commandment. We're going to dive into that because, you know, people, New Testament preachers and teachers and folk like to say that we are not under the law and we're not required to keep the commandments of God. But the moral commandments we are, and Jesus talked about that. It's why we all need to study and understand the commandments. We are responsible. We don't have the same legalism that Israel had, but as New Testament believers, under grace, we are called to obey Jesus Christ because he is Lord. We're going to talk about that in the coming weeks. A holy man will strive to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not only live the life of faith in him and draw from him all his daily peace and strength. As a holy man of God, we draw from Christ, that we get our peace and our strength from him, for our faith in him through the Holy Spirit, that we live every day out as men of God. A holy man will follow after meekness, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, kind temper, govern your tongue, and will bear much. Man, that's a whole show by itself. That we're called to follow after meekness, long-suffering, gentleness, and patience. Be tempered and govern our tongue. A holy man will follow after temperance and self-denial. You know what, brothers, I'm going to put it like this for those that are listening. This is why we don't drink and smoke. We don't do weed. There's a lot of things we abstain from. We abstain from fornication, adultery. We live faithful to God's word. But we follow after, that's temperance and self-denial. I'll let that sink in. Well, we're going to talk about that. So I encourage you to join us coming up in these next few weeks. A holy man will follow after charity and brotherly kindness. Are we loving one another? How much are we enduring in one another? Are we sharing one another? Are we encouraging one another? Amen? A holy man will follow after the spirit of mercy and benevolence toward others. Are we showing love to a stranger in our life? Is that who we are characterized and who we are? Do we show love to a stranger? Are we patient with those around us? Not that we know them, just not the ones in our church family, in our blood family. But are we showing love and kindness to a stranger in the midst of the supermarket, the store, the grocery, even on our jobs? I mean, it's fun, you know, even on our jobs, you know, we all have occupations, vocations, and jobs that we go to. We don't necessarily have to be friends with everyone, but do we always showing them love? And are we allowing God to use us in certain instances? You know, I was told a long time ago, a preacher told us, we have to remember, in our faith walk, in our Christian walk, we don't go to work to evangelize. We go to work to do the job that we were committed to, we were paid to do. But in the midst of life, there will be opportunities. In the midst of being around people, in our regular work day, there'll be opportunities to touch their lives, and we'll be prepared for that, and we'll be willing to step into that place. Amen? A holy man will follow after the fear of God. And I do not mean the fear as of a slave who only works because he's afraid of being punished, but rather the fear as a child who wishes to live and be motivated because they love their father. We are obedient to Christ because we love Christ because of what he's done for us, and now our obedience comes out of that. And that's what makes us holy, because we follow after a reverence, fear of God and who Christ is. A holy person will follow after humility. We will desire in the lowliness of mind to esteem others above ourselves. This all goes back to, are we willing to love sacrificially? Starting in our homes, with our wife, our children, and in fact sacrificially to the body of Christ, those we are connected with. Are we willing to serve others? Are we willing to humble ourselves? And this is what holiness is going to look like. And we're going to touch on some things, and some of the brothers are going to join us, and we're going to just be able to hash this thing out and reason it out and dissect it a little bit. Because, you know, I'm going to say this, because we all, in my Christian walk, and just say me, I'm just going to say me, and brother, I see you on the line, I'm going to bring you in 1 minute, but just for me. Back when we used to preach about holiness and the holiness church and the holiness movement, it was a whole lot of things that it was more about what was going on in the building and how we looked externally than who we were inside. Let me say it like that. But then you have to get through all of that to understand what God says about holiness, and that hopefully in these coming weeks, as I say, in 2013, we'll be able to touch on some of those things and be able to encourage the brethren. And then that you might be able to encourage those around you, those that you're connected with in your circle of influence, and those you may be mentoring and discipling. Because these are discussions we need to have as men. We have to always be able to check ourselves, take our temperature, check our oil, to see where we are in this Christian walk, so that we're not really drifting, taking things for granted, and being out of place with what God has called us to be. Amen? Praise the Lord. Elder Mark, can you hear me, sir? Good morning. Uh-oh. Is he there? Well, I think I got some technical problems going on. But anyway, let me continue on. Amen. Where was I? Humility. So we're going to go to the holy is following after faithful in all our duties and relationships of men. Are we living faithful lives? That's a sign of holiness. Are we living faithful lives? And I think that's the most important thing, where we have to understand who we are and what we're doing. Amen. So I encourage you, brothers, to continue to press into those things as to be holy. Amen. Let me try another brother here. Let's see. Pastor Watkins, sir, can you hear me, sir? Are you there? Oof, I ain't got him either. Hold on. Let me see what's going on.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, brother. Thank you. I thought it was me. I'm having some technical problems with the switchboard, maybe because it's Christmas. But anyway, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, sir. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I appreciate you calling in and taking time out and hearing your voice. You came in, and like I said, we're going to be talking about holiness for the next couple of weeks, starting in the new year, and I was just giving the brothers a preview. Anything you want to share about what we're talking about being holy, living holy?
Holiness, one of the things that is defined, holiness is defined as living a life that is set apart. When you say a life that's set apart, it means that you live a life that is of a higher purpose. And then you were speaking about all the things that go along with holiness. And it's about living a life on purpose, with a standard that is higher than the way everybody else lives. It's a standard that God sets for us as to how we should live as Christians, as those who follow Christ and call him Lord and Savior. And this is and this standard that he sets is the standard that we follow. And it includes, as you say, keeping the commandments. It includes living a moral life. It includes living a life of temperance. It includes all of these things. And it includes not what's on the outside, but what happens on the inside. Like you said, holiness is not about saying praise the Lord every other word. Holiness isn't about how long your dress, your pants are, or how you dress. It's not about what you do on Sunday. Holiness is about how you live your life, how you go about your daily life. What do you do to others? Are you showing love? Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple, that you show love one for another. Are you showing love one for another? Are you living the life that you're supposed to live? One of the things that I found out growing up is that many people get concerned when they talk about holiness about the things that people can see, the sins of the flesh, the sins of the body. But they don't think about the sins of the spirit, and that's the things that happen on the inside of us. Are we honest? Do we have integrity? Are we people of character? Do we conduct ourselves as those who really do love other people? Do we talk about people? These are things that are even worse than the sins of the flesh, fornication, adultery, all of these things, stealing, murdering. These things are even more. Jesus said, you say, don't kill your brother. But he said, if you say you hate your brother, which means you don't like him, and that comes from within, you've killed him already, and you're guilty of the same sin. So these are the things that we have to understand when we talk about holiness, is that it's not just about the things you do with your body, but it's also about who you are inside, how you think, how you move, how you treat others, how you treat your family, how you treat your people in your community. All of this feeds into holiness because it's not just about betraying a persona, but it's living a lifestyle that is higher than those that everybody else lives, a higher standard, a higher calling, if you will. And these are the things that holiness represents. What do you think, sir?
Amen, sir. I appreciate you, and I thank you for that. And you're absolutely correct. And that's what we're going to dig into because, again, you know, as I say, here at Issues Christian Men's Talk and for men's ministry, we take these times and opportunities to encourage one another to examine ourselves because it is about looking at ourselves and where we are in our faith walk. Are we growing in the knowledge? Are we growing in the knowledge and submission unto God? Where is our growth level? You know, we was recently in a group, a Bible study. We were talking about every person grows at different levels, and people are at different levels in the church. I totally agree with that. I understand that, and everybody's different in their faith work because we all have a different call and purpose. And just like our personalities, we all have a different flavor. However, our goal is to be the best Christian that God calls us to be, to fulfill all, because we all have the same, let me say it like this, we all have the same requirements to achieve to. We may get there different. I always use the metaphor of going to school, being in high school, being in college, or you just going to school. A first grader is required to know the first grade stuff and then be advanced and then move to the second grade. A freshman in high school, you're required for the freshman stuff, and then move to the sophomore, junior, senior year in college. there's a progression in life. We expect our children, a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 18-year-old, a 30-year-old. We expect growth, maturity, and development in all these natural things. But somehow in the spiritual things, in the things of God, we like to give people a pass. Because people have been in the church 25 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years. And Paul talks about it. So I don't want any brother out there to take it personal. Because Paul talked about it when he talked about being of milk and of being of meat. So we want to encourage everyone to move to meat. No matter where you are now, there's always more. Because what did Paul say? Paul said he still has not obtained all. And Paul wrote most of the New Testament. He was an evangelist. He was a missionary. He endured a lot for Christ. But yet, he knew there was more. And we have to have that same desire and pursuit for more. So, brothers, we just want to continue to encourage you here at Issues Christian Men's Talk that you would press into the things of God and grow so that God can truly use us. And I also want to say this, amen, that we, you know, every brother, every man is not called to be a pastor or not even an elder or not even a deacon. That's a God thing. That's a God anointing. Because he knows your heart. He knows what you're capable of. He knows where he needs you and how he wants to use you. So we understand that's all of man ordained. And when God speaks to a leader to elevate someone for the people is one thing. But, again, that's not why we come to church. That's not why we are serving in the church. But we are called, each of us is going to be held accountable. If we claim the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to be accountable to the life we lived, and that's all we're talking about here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, what it means to be holy. We're going to continue to touch on that and encourage you in that. Again, brothers, we're here live every Saturday morning. You can call in at 646-668-2636. The link is online on the Facebook page at Issues Christian Men's Talk on the Facebook page. And we're just going to prayerfully, we're going to continue to press in again. 2023, new year, new opportunities, doors are opening. Again, we're doing another Man Up Gathering event here in Glen Burnie, Baltimore, D.C. area. It's going to be on January the 14th. We're requesting each brother to donate $5 toward the fellowship and toward the gathering. We're going to have the information out after the holiday, starting on December 26th. We're going to have the Cash App set up for that. And again, if you received the link for this episode on your phone, you can just call me and I can get you the information. And we just can collect the donations that support what we're doing and moving forward for our materials and again, for our meal. And all these things. Amen. So that's January the 14th, Saturday, January the 14th. It's the Saturday for Martin Luther King birthday weekend. We're going to be gathering at 10:30 a.m. Amen. So it's one thing, again, brother, before we go. Pastor Watkins, you're here with me again. I just wanted to thank you again, brother, for, enduring the cold. I don't know where you at, but where I'm at is exactly 9 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold out there, man.
But I appreciate you, brother, that you came in and called the shirt a little bit. What I'm going to ask you, if you would, sir, is just whatever's on your heart, and then you close us out in prayer. I just wanted to get this out here and get it out here on the new year while, a lot of brothers are on vacation, so I just want to make sure we get the information about the gathering out and set brothers up to start thinking about holiness and what it means and where we're at when it comes to it and what God sees in us. Are we living a life before our families, before people, and before our church that we're living as men of holy men of God? Amen. What do you say, sir?
One of the things that I wanted to point out about holiness, and this came to me as I was just looking through some of the scriptures, is that holiness is talked about as an attribute of God. And it means it's the fact that about his highness, how high and set apart and different he is from us. And our lives as men of God is to strive to gain that same holiness, to drive to be that perfectness that God was. Now, I'm not saying that it's always attainable because we are living in flesh that is always corruptible, but it is something that we have to drive for. And in driving for that, we begin to live a life that's different. Now, when you read about God in the Bible, it speaks about him being holy and all of these things. And the one scripture that comes to mind is the scripture in Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah talks about his encounter with God and how the angels were praising him. And it gives a description of how they praise him and saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And they use holy three times to describe how far God's holiness is from man's holiness. When it speaks about us, it says we need to be holy. But when you talk about God, it gave him three holies. It's called the trisagia. And in doing that, it means that God is the ultimate definition of holy. And we need to strive to be like him. And in doing that, we live a life that's different from everybody else, that's higher, that has a higher standard, that has a higher purpose, that has a higher sense of being than everybody else. And this is what we're going to talk about in the coming weeks, in striving for holiness and striving to be holy. It's not just about the destination, but it's also about the journey. It's in perfecting us to be that higher person. And this is what I think we should be talking about when we talk about holiness. What do you think, sir?
Amen, sir. Amen. You're absolutely correct, sir. And I pray that, brothers, you would set your calendars, set your alarm, set your phone, set your whatever, and join us on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in the new year of 2023. Again, as we dive into holiness, as a discussion to encourage one another and get understanding. Pastors, elders, teachers, I encourage you to be part of the discussion because we all can learn from one another. That's who we're called to be. We ought to call together to come together, reason through the word, search the word, that we might apply the word and through trust, through understanding. Amen. Brother, if you would, can you pray us out? And again, I appreciate you.
Sure. Let's bow. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we love you, how we adore you, God, how we appreciate you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for being the creator of everything. We thank you, God, for being the Holy One of Israel. And now, God, we thank you because you created us just a little lower than the angels. You made us, Lord God, to be exactly like you, not as far as we can, as far as we are the creators, but we are the ones who you've empowered, Lord God, to handle things on this earth. So, Father, we pray right now for every man. We pray for every listener. We pray for everyone hearing this broadcast at any time that they would now begin to live a life that is holy, a life that is of standard, a life that is set apart, a life that is different than that of the world. We ask, God, that you would make us men of purpose, Lord God, men of integrity and men of character. We pray, God, that you would help us with each individual issue that we deal with. Father, we pray for every man and everything that is on his mind, everything that is going on. We pray for their finances, their homes, their families, their issues, Lord God. We ask that you would now step into their lives, Lord God, and begin to make them men of purpose. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done here. We thank you for Deacon Farr and everything that he pours out. Now pour back into him that which you have given out. We thank you for what's coming in and what's going to come in the coming days. and the discussions that we're going to have. And we ask, Lord God, that you would be in the midst of us, that we might learn about you and become better men. We thank you now, God, and we praise you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
Are you-